meeting of two world leaders. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden faces questions about Saudi Arabia's human rights record ahead of meetings with the Crown Prince.
President Biden won't say if he plans to bring up the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, a U.S.-based journalist, when he meets with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
My views on Khashoggi have been absolutely positively clear.
In a news conference in Jerusalem, the president said he always brings up human rights, but says the trip to Saudi Arabia is broader.
I'm going to be meeting with nine other heads of state. It's not just as happens to be in Saudi Arabia.
Khashoggi was a critic of the Saudi regime and was killed at the Saudi consulate in Turkey in 2018. U.S. intelligence assessed the Crown Prince approved the operation.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the kingdom today opening its skies to Israeli and other airlines. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles that struck a city in central Ukraine killed at least 23 people and wounded more than 100 others. A groundbreaking ceremony today in the nation's capital for a new memorial.
The Desert Storm Memorial is now scheduled to open in 2024 and is meant to honor those killed and those who served in Operation Desert Shield, the Gulf War of 1991. Among those who spoke at the groundbreaking ceremony was Kuwait's ambassador to the U.S., Salem al-Sabah.
For us in Kuwait, it will reflect not only our gratitude to the United States of America, but also the depths of the true friendship and alliance.
The monument will have a circular open-air design with a cascading water feature as the centerpiece, sheltered by a grove of trees.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A federal grand jury has indicted the White Buffalo, New York supermarket shooter on counts including federal hate crime charges punishable by the death penalty. Peyton Gendron is now accused of killing 10 black people at a grocery store in May. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A grand jury has indicted South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh on murder charges in last year's deaths of his wife and son.
Two separate weapons were used, a rifle against 52-year-old Maggie Murdaugh and a shotgun against their 22-year-old son, Paul. Today's indictments are the most serious in a long trail of legal problems for the disgraced attorney, who's accused of pocketing settlement money from his clients. Murdaugh's defense team issued this statement. Alec wants his family, friends, and everyone to know that he did not have anything to do with the murders of Maggie and Paul. He loved them more than anything in the world.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. The World Health Organization says the number of outbreaks of diseases that jumped from animals to humans in Africa has increased by more than 60% in the last decade. A worrying sign the planet could face increased animal-borne diseases like monkeypox, Ebola, and coronavirus in the future. The first trailer for Amazon Prime's The Lord of the Rings series is here.
Amazon Prime has released the first trailer for The Lord of the Rings series, The Rings of Power. The footage gives fans of the franchise a look at the series' rendition of Middle Earth.
It is over.
You have not seen what I've seen.
I have seen my share.
You have not seen.
The new series follows the forging of the original Rings of Power during the Second Age that allowed the Dark Lord Sauron to spread evil across Middle Earth. It's set thousands of years before the events in Peter Jackson's trilogies. The series will premiere on Amazon Prime September 2nd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A cat got loose at Boston's Logan Airport for nearly a month. It's been reunited with its family. The cat named Rowdy went chasing after birds after her owners arrived on a flight from Germany. Rowdy was on the run for 3 weeks despite occasional sightings. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.